Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth. $10, here we come.
Hey, we're gonna focus on the positive this morning. We're not gonna focus on it. We're gonna revel in it. And in fact, we might even frolic. I haven't frolicked for a while, so we're gonna frolic because economic data continues to be a little bit glum. But some sectors of the economy are going well. So yesterday we welcomed another positive global dairy trade auction result. This has led in the last 24 hours to upgrades from a couple of economists on the estimate of the forecast farm gate milk price payout so that Fonterra suppliers receive. In other words, Mike, they're estimating or they're suggesting that dairy farmers selling their milk to Fonterra are going to get more bucks. Now, we should note that we've been talking for a while about the composition of bidders at the global dairy trade auction. And now that we've had 24 hours to look at the numbers, we note that Chinese demand, which was weaker, well, they're back. If we look at the auction yesterday, they purchased more than half of the product on offer. So this is a significant lift from their recent involvement. It seems to be an element here of restocking of product back into China. Now, this may be related to issues around domestic supply in China. So it's prompted a couple of the local banks to upgrade their forecast payout estimate. And just a reminder, Fonterra is currently sitting in between $9 and $10, so mid-price $9.50. On top of that, farmers receive the dividend and distribution from Fonterra. That would take the total payout to them to $10, which would be a record. Now, Westpac yesterday have lifted their estimate to $10 for the payout, so you get the distribution on top of that, and they see potential upside as well. Now, while that would be a new record, but we do have to, that's not inflation adjusted, Mike, so we do have to think about inflation because that's lifted their costs. We just note and remind listeners out there, Dairy New Zealand recently suggested a break even at $8.15, gives you an idea of the margin if you're getting over $10. I would say you'd have to assume there's considerable variation at an individual farm level. You've got things like the level of debt sitting on the farm, which would make that materially change. But Westpac quoted a number of an extra $3.5 billion into the rural economy compared to last year. So that's good for farmers, good for the community, good for New Zealand. ASB raised their estimate as well. So positive stuff, Mike. Revel in that.
Exactly. Best headline of the week so far, NVIDIA earnings are more important to the market than the Fed and jobs data.
It's bigger than Ben-Hur. I mean, we're all sitting around now waiting for quarterly results from NVIDIA. Look, a couple of years ago, Mike, I suspect few people would have even recognised the company. Not so now. And so the release of their results is being seen as the grand finale of the US earnings season. It's out at 20 past 10 this morning, I think. They are now the world's most valuable company by market capitalization. We'll put it in New Zealand dollars because it makes the number bigger, 6.1 trillion New Zealand dollars. Year to date, the share price is up almost 200%. The thing is about this, Mike, this result, I think, could sort of set the tone for the US market run up into Christmas. So we will either get a continuation of the Trump bumper Santa Claus rally or we'll get a Santa Claus slump if the result is materially away from US expectations. And of course, the US market tends to drive what's happening in other share markets. So we're sort of going to be focusing in the result on sales of their new chip, this Blackwell GB200 GPU. That will now start to increasingly feature in their sales revenue. They've spent billions of dollars developing this product. Demand has been described as insane by their leather jacket wearing boss, Jensen Huang. There's been some problems with it, though, have been reported. Overheating, they've had to deal with that. Look, Bloomberg consensus estimate is for $33.25 billion worth of revenue for the quarter. There'll be plenty of focus on the outlook comments as well, because in the fourth quarter, that revenue is expected to lift to 37.1, $127 billion revenue expected for the whole year. Look, we'll report back tomorrow morning, Mike, but the market's on tenterhooks, should we say.
Very good. Speaking of the market, what are the numbers?
The US markets are just a little bit soft leading into this announcement, actually. The Dow Jones is down 105 points, about a quarter of a percent, 43,165 at the moment. The S&P 500 down 0.4%, 5,893. And the NASDAQ is down 0.7%, 132 points, 18,000. 855. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 14 points, not much, 808.5. The Nikkei lost 0.16, 38,352. The Shanghai Composite gained 0.33%, 3368. The Australasian markets yesterday were weaker. The ASX 200 fell 0.57%, 8326. And on the local market, the NZX 50 fell 79 points, 0.62%, 12,737. Kiwi dollar, 0.5872 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9042 against the Aussie dollar, 0.5579 euro, 0.4645 pounds, 91.25 Japanese yen, gold, $2,650, and Brent crude edged up a little bit, $73.18.
See you tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.